Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Rick Reiser from Today's Hit Music 103 CIR in Beckley, West Virginia. You're listening to my boy Justin Ray Harvey on J Ray Radio.
This is Stan Bush. I sing Fight to Survive in the movie Bloodsport. You're listening to Justin Ray Harvey.
Hi, this is Tony Luke Jr., a.k.a. Joey the Nail Nardone, and you're listening to Justin Ray Harvey.
Kevin Kane from RVAMusic.com. You're listening to J Ray Radio.
This is Bob Carson of Carson's Corner, and you are listening to the J Ray Show. We are all in the J Ray era. Keep it locked in here to J Ray Radio.
Yes, that's right. We are live on J Ray Radio. I am your host, Justin Ray Harvey. Without further ado, let's get to my guest tonight. My guest tonight, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be in the DJing business. There would be no J Ray. Let's bring on Rick and Lola Reiser from the morning show on 103 CIR.
Hey J Ray, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Rick. How you doing, buddy?
We are doing fine. I'm calling you live from the Reiser dinner table. We're feeding our daughter Belle. She's 20 months old. We're feeding her rice and peas, even as we speak. So if you hear somebody screaming, that's Lola.
Wow. Yeah, well, I wouldn't expect any different, so.
Well, you know me, I'm going to be around the food. If the food's there, I'm going to be there. You know that.
I'm the same way. So how are you doing tonight, Rick?
Doing great, man. I'm really excited to be on the show. I loved hearing your production, your elements there opening up. I thought it sounded fantastic. And, I usually do the interviews, and now and this time I'm being interviewed. It's kind of cool. I'm a little nervous. And see, that bell says so, too.
You're nervous.
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. You're kind of crazy, so I'm not sure what you're going to say.
I'll be nice. I'm not like some people we both know, a mutual friend. Christening no names. But anyways, tell the people, first off, how you got started and how you basically got me started, because if it wasn't for you guys, there would be no J Ray Radio. So
I got started. I started working in October of 1983 at a station in Wasco, California, just outside of Bakersfield, called KWSO. I started working Sunday mornings, just running the religious programs. And after a couple of years, you know, got a weekend job at a top 40 station, and moved around a lot. I worked in Oregon, I worked in Tennessee, I worked in Indiana, I worked in Oregon. I think I mentioned Oregon. I worked in Missouri, and now West Virginia, and I've been here for 15 years. And Cole and I started doing the morning show on 103 CIR back on our first show was January 12th of 1998.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we heard about this guy named J Ray, who's he called the request line, and he was a big fan of the radio station and loved listening to the music. Now J Ray, you're gonna have to refresh my memory, because I remember that you hooked up with Brian Reznor, and Brian had you come in on his show, and we got to hang out for a while, and then that was really cool.
Yeah, and if you recall, I would win something every 30 days.
Yes, you would. You were what we affectionately call a prize pig. You know. But, you know, the whole point of giving away prizes is so people listen, and you were listening, so that was mission accomplished. But, yeah, but you were a good prize pick. You played by the rules, and, you only won the stuff that you wanted to win. You didn't waste, you know, because a lot of times people will win something, and they go, I don't want that. Well, then you shouldn't have called in, you know. But you were a good, you were a good guy then, and, yeah, pretty good guy now.
Yeah, the only thing that's changed, really, is I'm losing my hair, and I'm talking to famous people now, so that's basically all that's changed.
Hey, you know what, J-Ray? I'm losing my hair, and I'm talking to famous people right now. So there you go. You and I are in the same boat, man.
So, it sounds good. And here's a little bit of info you probably didn't know, Rick. My mother went to school with Lola.
Your mother went to school with Lola?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Cheryl Harvey, but she's
Cheryl
a Petrie. She was a Petrie.
She was a Petrie back then. Okay, she was a Petrie back then. Yeah, I tell you what, you'll have to talk to Lola about that, because I'm not from these parts. I'm a California.
Yeah. Oh, you're from
that
California?
That is totally cool. And we run into people, you know, on a regular basis that says, oh, your daddy was the pastor over that church, wasn't he? And, you know, next thing you know, that somebody Lolo used to play jacks with in kindergarten. That kind of happens all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, I never have that problem here. You know, nobody remembers me being little, so.
Oh, wow. Doesn't that just suck sometimes, Rick? It's like,
I remember your brother. It does, but, I'm a West Virginian now, though. I'll tell you that right now. I've been here for 15 years. I think I've been baptized, especially with the winters we have here. I'm a West Virginian all the way, man. There's no way around it.
I hear you. That's good to hear. And y'all are still doing the morning show, correct?
Yeah, we do the morning show on 103 CIR from 5 to 10. Things are a little bit different now. We had a baby. Actually, Lola had a baby. About 20 months ago, a little girl named Belle. And with that, our boss, Shane Southern, the owner of the company, was kind enough. Talked about a couple of different child care options, and he came up with the idea of trying to work it out to where Lola could stay home with the baby in the morning and still be able to do the show. And we were able to do that. So that's what we do now. So when you listen to our show in the mornings, I'm at the station. I'm on the air at the station, but Lola is broadcasting from the home with the baby. And a lot of times you'll hear the baby on the air. It's just, and you know what? And you know what, Ray J, J-Ray, you know, I know that you and I, you know, it's one of those things that, the more real you are, the better off. You know, I mean, people want to hear reality. You know, they don't want to hear fake, and they want to hear, you know, what it's really like. And that's one of the things that we offer is that, you know, you'll hear Belle crying on the air. You'll hear her squawking on the air. You know, we're raising kids. That's what we do.
Yeah, I remember Lola saying, "This is 103 CR. Don't cuss too much." You know, I know her.
Well, yeah, but you know, and the thing about it is, I've always been the one that's been accused of cussing more than anybody else. But I did not cuss all that much. I tried to keep it clean.
Yeah, and in these parts you kind of do, you know. You kind of do, you know.
Yeah,
it's
you got to.
Like,
you got to.
Satellite radio, you know. So.
Yeah, not like what you do. I guess you pretty much can do whatever you want, huh?
Yeah, that's why I told you earlier today. There's no bounds. You could say whatever you wanted. You get whatever you wanted off your chest. So.
But now let me ask you a question, though, J-Ray. Let me ask you this. Knowing that you can say whatever you want, that there are really no rules that govern you, do you say whatever you want, or do you kind of keep it clean just because you think it's the right thing to do, or what's your feeling on it?
I do what I feel. It depends on, actually, it just depends on my day, you know. Sometimes I keep it clean, and sometimes I don't. It just depends on.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard you cuss, J-Ray.
Yeah, I know. I have a few times, Rick. You just haven't heard my shows. So,
I know. Okay, I'm going to make sure. I'm going to keep an ear out for those four-letter words from now on.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to send you an email every time I hear one.
Well, then my email box is going to be pretty damn full, I can tell you that
pretty,
right now.
Pretty dang full, J-Ray.
Well, dang full. See, See, I've got more freedom on here. And also, I wanted to let you know that I'm on a political show that's in New Jersey, and it's like the number one show on the internet right now.
Really? A political show? Fantastic, man. You're just you know what? I'm not surprised, J-Ray, because one thing that I've always known about you is that you're a guy that you get stuff done. You know, I've known you a long time, and you've got some strikes against you. You've got some obstacles to work around, and you do. You always have, and I'm really proud of you for that, man.
But you know something? Even though I've come this far, you know, I would someday like to come back to Southern Communications and work for you guys.
Do you really want to work for me? Have you read about me on the internet? I'm a mean SOB.
I really do want to work for you, no matter what the mutual friend we have says. I do want to work for you.
No, actually, I don't think he said anything. I think it was just anonymous postings, but I'm just playing around. I got no beef with him. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's cool. But, hey, you know, you never know what's going to happen, man. I mean, well, you know, we may get that worked out. You know, I think you're fantastic.
That would be cool. You know, I'd keep it clean, I promise.
Well, you know what the best thing about being on Top 40 Radio is?
What's
the
that,
ladies.
Brother?
The ladies.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I'm married, so, I can't date any of them. But you're not, so, you know. Are you hooked up?
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend? What's your deal?
No, not right now, but I got to tell you, it's cheaper on Valentine's Day.
That's a good point, man. Well, that's what you got to do is you break up with them on February 12th, and then you ask them to go back out again on February 19th.
Yeah, exactly.
You tell them, it's not working out. I think we should go our separate ways. And then the week later, you say, I miss you so much.
And then hibernate Christmas time and then come back afterwards.
Well, or you know what you do on Christmas time? Just tell them that you're an atheist.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. That's how you get out of that.
Girls are so gullible these days, they'll believe anything. Even
and
by
I, I'm not. I'm glad you said that, J-Ray, not me. Remember, I live in a household full of girls. I got three daughters and a wife.
Yeah, I know, Rick.
I'm outnumbered, dude.
I know, right?
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
How did you make all girls and no boys? That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, if I knew the science behind it, man, I would tell you, but I have no idea. You know, I'm not even sure they're mine. They've got red hair like me, but, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I don't know. He wanted to know, Sam, how I made all so many girls and only one boy.
Wow.
Sam says it didn't have anything to do with me. She says it's all Lola.
Wow.
That's just, you know, there she goes again, Lola inserting her, you know. I mean, she's just, you know, she's got to be the number one.
That's how it always has been.
That would all work out.
Nothing's really changed. So.
No, nothing has changed one bit.
Yeah, because like I said, I've missed being around you guys, you know, and I wanted you to come on my show and introduce you to my audience. And
I appreciate that.
You know, because they're like, where did you come from? And I'm like, I gotta get some friends on so that y'all can know a little bit more about my history, you know. So,
now have you had a chance to have Brian on yet?
No, I guess he's kind of lazy. So
you need to get Brian on. Brian was very instrumental in you coming to the station. I mean, he had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember Brian. I still have the old radio show that we did the day I was down there. So,
and that's been a while, man. So I mean, you know, yeah, you need to hook up. You need to get Brian on your show. Brian can tell the story too, because he, like I said, he was very responsible in it for you getting in there. Yeah, he's the one who I think I met you through him. Did I not? I mean, we had talked before, but we'd never met until I think you and Brian hooked up, and I think that's how we met. How we actually met.
Yeah.
In memory serves.
Exactly. The last time I seen you, Rick, it was when Fuel was in town.
When
that was
Fuel
the last
was in town?
Yeah.
Gosh, that was like 7 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't get out much, J-Ray. I'm not
going
to lie to you, man. Lola keeps me on a pretty tight leash. She didn't let me out.
Oh,
much.
Come on, Lola. Let him out a little bit.
Well, Lola says you got to let me out a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to talk to Lola?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let me go give her the phone here. Hold on a second, Jerry. Oh, Lola.
Oh, yeah?
The telephone.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Lola. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Introduce yourself to my audience, please.
Well, I'm Rick's better half. I handle pretty much 99% of the workload, plus, you know, raising kids, all that good stuff. But what do you want to know?
How did you get started in the business, in the radio business?
Well, funny story. When I was in high school, we had a drama/English class. And in that class, we did a field trip to a radio station. We did a whole segment on broadcasting. And by the time we were done, I was like, that's what I want to do. I knew that's what I wanted to do. There was no questions about it whatsoever. And my drama coach said, well, you read pretty good, but you don't really have the voice for radio. And I'm one of those people, you tell me I can't do something, and I will go out of my way to prove you wrong. And
I'm the same way, Lola.
And 20 years later, here we are,
yeah.
You know, doing this.
Wow. Yeah,
it's fun.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, my first radio gig was actually in college. I worked at a campus radio station and worked all the way up to where I actually managed it for one semester. And then I got called to the show, to the big show, working overnights on a beautiful music station. Now, mind you, beautiful music, it's elevator music. Who are we kidding? So, you know, when you hear Madonna's Like a Virgin done to the Boston Pops, you haven't lived until you've heard that at 3 o'clock in the morning. But then I also had to gather news and get everything ready because it was a radio/TV station. I had to prep things for the morning newscast. To this day, I still don't know what a hog future is, but I know where to look on the thing to put the number on the graphic. and it was just, you know, all downhill from there.
Wow.
I've worked in Springfield, Missouri. And then from there, I actually went to Nashville, and I did radio promotions for 3 years in Nashville working for a promoter. So I would call radio stations and say, hey, play this song, the industry's kind of changed since then. They don't do that as much anymore, you know, with email and all of that. But it was during that time that I met Rick and worked KLLY in Bakersfield. I worked at Crab Radio in Bakersfield. We came back and back to Missouri, where we did mornings on KTOZ. And then, you know, we moved back here.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot, Lola. Wow.
we've been around the moon a couple of times, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Well,
but it's fun. I, you know, I've tried doing other stuff. I really have. And I stink at it. So I just, you know, I'll stick with what I do best, which is just, you know, radio is my passion. Radio is my first love when it comes to a career choice. And, you know, I very rarely stray very far from it.
Same here. I didn't do it for a few years or so, and I'm currently writing a book and stuff, and did the whole musician thing, but it's just not the same. Radio's my first passion, although writing this great book, it's about my life, and I'm going to put you guys in it as well, and it's also about the life of Frank Dukes, the movie Bloodsport was based on his life. We're like best friends now, and he's an awesome guy. So if you ever need Bret Dukes on your show, I can get him for you. So.
Oh, wow. Well, we appreciate that. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, especially when you get close to publishing that book, let us know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you've heard of...
is it going to be a tell-all? Are we going to get all the gory details?
I'm not going to tell you on air, but I'll tell you what it's all about, you know, off air if you want. You know, I don't want to spoil it for you, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
I see how you are.
Because then my listeners won't want to buy the book, and that's the whole point, you know.
Not even a nugget? You got to give them that teaser line, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will tell them this. The book is called My Kumite by Justin Ray Harvey, and there's going to be a chapter about me being, you know, in the station with Brian Reznor and how that came to be about.
Oh,
you know?
Cool.
And how I used to change the channel on Mom when she turned it to a country station, and I changed it to you guys when I was in school.
Oh, the battle of the presets.
Yeah. And yeah. I found out that Mom actually went to school with you.
Oh, that's what I was overhearing there. Where did she go to school? Where did we go to school together?
Marsh Fork. Did you go to Marsh Fork?
I went my freshman year. I was only there for 1 year. It was shortly after that my parents moved us back out to the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
But I was there for 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah. I was born in Beckley. My mother and father were both Air Force. So every time they'd ship my dad overseas, they'd ship my mom back home. So I was yo-yoed back and forth across the United States many times before elementary school. So it was like I'd be here for 1 year, and I'd be in California 1 year, and I'd be here for 1 year, and I'd be in Wyoming 1 year, you know. So I was either really, really ahead or really, you know, just trying to keep up.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I
remember my freshman year at Marsh Fork. I do. I remember that I stunk at algebra. I remember... because my father pastored a church down there, and we could walk up the road, and there was a swimming hole up there. And then we all had to take turns sitting on the rock watching for water moccasins while everybody else swam. It was a great time. I loved it. I really did.
Wow, you know. It feels different being the host and y'all being my guest, I got to tell you. But it's fun, you know. I mean, it's a fun thing. And tell Rick, I said, we need to have a taco eating contest because I can eat 10 tacos just like that.
Oh, just like that, huh? Well, I will tell you that we have a one-off usually here at the dinner table. My son is getting better, has not yet been able to topple the Taco King, but my daughter, Sam, she totally smokes him. It's over.
Well, tell him any time that he wants me to come to the station and have a taco-eating contest, tell him I said I'm ready to bring it on. So.
You're ready to bring it on. All right. You're throwing down the gauntlet. Gotcha.
Yep.
That's great.
And it'd be good for ratings, too, so.
Of course. Always fun.
Oh, yeah. So, what's Rick doing now? Is he like sleeping? Or
oh no, he's actually we're playing handoff here on the baby just a little bit. So I'll tell you what, I'll hand you back over to him. Okay.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
All right, good talking to you, hon.
Me too.
She's challenging you to a topic.
It was all a bunch of lies. She said it's all lies, J-Ray.
Hey, I got a challenge for you, Rick.
Okay. Oh, yeah? I hear you. What do you got? What do you got?
What do I got? I got a taco challenge. I guarantee
you. Man, I will smoke
out.
You like a Cuban cigar.
How many can you eat?
How many can
seriously?
I eat?
Yeah,
I ate,
how many can
I ate the most I ate in 10 minutes. I ate 10. No, I ate 10 in 10 minutes.
I can do that.
Yeah, but you can't look as good as me doing it, though. That's the thing.
What was that?
I'm for you. I will. I'll accept that challenge, J-Ray.
Okay. You wanna do this on air sometime?
We can do it on air. Yeah, we'll do it on air. What we need to do is we need to do it where we can do it on both our shows at the same time.
Try to figure out that kind
of magic. All right,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
On, sucker. Now, J-Ray, you know what? No, actually, we probably shouldn't do it on your show because I don't want to embarrass you in front of your audience.
Oh, no, that's not it, Rick. I think you're afraid of losing to a younger guy.
Wait, why you got to bring in younger? Why you got to bring in the age thing? You know, come on, man. You got to bring in the age thing, so I'm going to lose to a younger guy. Okay, well, fine, whatever.
Let's just put it this way. You're afraid of losing to a disabled individual.
There ain't nothing disabled about you, man. I know you too well. Don't play that. Don't play that card, buddy. You've seen my hairline. I'm pretty disabled myself. So just, you know. And I've got a gap in my teeth that I can drive a Buick through. That's a disability, buddy.
Especially
with tacos. Yeah, especially with tacos, man.
But yeah, man.
I was flossing the other day, J-Ray, and guess what, man? I found Jimmy Hoffa.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
Forget being under the football field.
Next time you'll find Donald Trump.
Donald Trump will be in there. Well, I found his hair, you know, and then there one day. But yeah, I'll take you on a taco challenge. Hard or soft shell?
Hard is my
favorite.
Hard
shell, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, you know, see, now, if I was a scumbag, I'd say something like, that's right, because my man J-Ray likes it hard. But I'm not going to say that.
Well, you just said it.
I'm just playing, man. That'd be fun, a taco challenge. All right, man, you're on.
Oh, yeah, because he was like a donut challenge a few years ago. I'm like, no, a taco challenge, you know, I was like, that's my area.
So like donut. You don't want to do a donut challenge. You want to do a taco challenge?
I want to do a taco challenge.
All right, you're on. You name the time. You name the place. We'll work it out.
Okay, y'all figure out a time and y'all figure out a place, and I'll be there. How's that sound?
Okay. You got it. All right, you got it. Do you have any particular tacos you prefer? Are you a Taco Bell guy? Are you a Leon Mexican Grill guy? Are you an El Mariachi guy?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's tacos. It
tacos, taco. Okay. All right. Here's what we'll do. We'll do 10 tacos. First one to finish wins. How's that?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
10 tacos. First one to finish wins.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Be sure to bring a little towel so you can wipe your eyes once you're crying because they beat you so bad.
Hey, I don't cry like you do, but. Sometimes when you're around onions, you make onions cry.
Oh, I make onions cry. Okay. All right, touche, J-Ray. I'll give you that one. That was a good one.
But anyway, gosh, you heard it first. The taco challenge between me and Rick Reiser. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be good. I'll get hold of you, man. We'll work it out. To work it out.
This is gonna be great.
But you can't bring your buddy Tony Luke. He can't get involved because I know he can eat fast. Tony Luke cannot gum.
Oh, I'm not bringing Tony Luke. I'm bringing me. So.
And you can't bring Frank Dukes either because he'll kick my ass. I'm gonna have that.
It's Dukes.
Dukes. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he's gonna kick my ass now. I just screwed up his name. So Sorry about that.
That's okay. A lot of people do that, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, man. I suck. I admit it.
So, it's okay. Everybody makes mistakes, Rick. You're special. We know that.
I'm special. Thank you.
Yeah, we should call you Special Rick.
Special Rick? Is that what it is? That's what I want to be now? All right. Good.
Yeah, Special Rick.
Special Rick, guys. All right. See, all you're doing, man, is you're digging your own grave, because you're just making me that much more enthused about tacos.
Oh, well, like I said, any place, any time, as long as it's not snowing, I'll be there. And
right,
this is going to be on the air, right?
This is what now? Say that again.
This is going to be on the air, right?
Yeah, we'll do it on the air. We'll
good.
Do it on the air.
Your listeners get to hear you lose.
We'll find it. We shall see, mister.
No, we will see. Not we
all
shall.
Right.
We will see.
Don't correct my English. I didn't finish school. Shut up. Wasn't paying attention that day.
What day of school did you ever pay attention?
I paid attention in PE. That was the only class I ever paid attention to.
The only class I paid attention to was lunch.
You had lunch. You were good at lunch? That was your straight A's?
Yep.
Because
I was like, ooh, don't eat this crap. Bad for you. But anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end the show on that note that me and Rick Reiser have a taco challenge. We just don't know the place and time yet. So
I'll let you know, man. I'll email you. We'll get together. We'll hook it up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And thank you guys for being on the show.
Hey, J-Ray, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. It's been my pleasure.
The honor's all mine, and keep in touch, Rick, and you do the same, Rolla, keep in touch. So if you guys did anything in all seriousness, let me know. So.
All right, brother. It's good talking to you, J-Ray. Thanks for having us on.
Any last final thoughts, Rick, before I let you go?
Now, I heard you're talking to Lola about writing a book about your life. Now, if I'm a character in this book and they end up making a movie out of this, I want you to promise me that that I will be played by George Clooney, because I think that's the only real actor that can really capture my essence. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I believe that. I believe that, you know.
Wow.
And I want you to include the line. At some point in the line, my character has to say, I'm a rooster illusion.
Okay. Who would play Lola?
Who would play Lola? I think that girl. You know what? No, not John Goodman. Shut up, Samantha. Not Whoopi Goldberg. Nah. You know what? Sophia Vergara, the girl from Modern Family.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, for those of you who've never seen Lola, she got it going on.
But in a very non-Hispanic.
But in a very non-Hispanic way. But you know, still, I mean, Sophia Vergara can do it. Yeah.
So, my last question for you, Rick, are you going to have any more kids? Just curious.
You know what? We weren't supposed to have this kid. This child, Belle, she is a happy accident. We weren't expecting it. It's the best thing that we've ever had. I don't know if I've told you or not, but Belle has Down syndrome, and she has changed our lives. She's much better than our other kids. We love her a lot more, too. She's the best one ever. They're running away. He's got a fork, Lola. He's got a fork in his hand.
Aww.
Okay, sorry, J-Ray, sorry. We got people getting eyes impaled out here. See what it's like for you, man? Stay away. J-Ray, stay away from women. Stay away from women.
Yeah,
they drive me crazy.
Exactly. You know? That's why I do radio.
I'm telling you. I got my 15-year-old chasing my 20-year-old around with a... It was just peas? Okay. It wasn't a fork, it was just peas.
Are y'all having a food fight over there?
Apparently they're having a food fight. And the thing about it is, who gets to clean it all up? Daddy does. That's what happens.
Daddy or mama?
No, it'll be daddy.
Give peas a chance.
Shut up, Lola. See, Jay, right now they're just getting goofy.
Yeah. I see your point, Rick. I see your point.
Well, buddy, it's been good talking to you, man.
Yeah, you too, man. You too, man. And thank you for being on the show. And, you know, this has been very entertaining, you know.
Thank you very much. Dear Ray, I'll talk to you soon, brother.
You too, brother.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, everybody, that was my good old friends, Rick and Lowell Reiser. I had a blast doing this show, and before I end the show, I want to send a quick shout-out to a buddy of mine, Luke Hanna. But anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this edition of J. Ray Radio with Rick and Lola. It's been my pleasure to do this interview with them, and I will actually be back tomorrow around 3 p.m. with another edition with Grandmaster Soto. So stay tuned, respect one another, and that's all for tonight. Thank you for listening to J. Ray Radio.